Scientists have known for some time that the ocean stores a lot of carbon, essentially acting as the world's thermostat.
The atmosphere contains 750 petagrams of carbon, but the oceans contain 38,000 petagrams of carbon. The ocean has far more carbon than the atmosphere and even the soils and plants combined.
That's University of Alaska Fairbanks professor and researcher Andrew McDonnell. And if you're wondering just how much carbon that really is, it's a lot, like 38,000 billion tons. McDonnell has been working with scientists around the world to get a better idea of how the ocean stores that carbon. He published a study on the topic in Nature Geoscience in October, and he found that waters along the equator are particularly good at sending organic matter, such as phytoplankton blooms that would otherwise decay and release carbon into deeper waters.
And we found that there's this zone of particles that are sinking down between 1,000 and 4,000 meters deep into the ocean. And it's like about three times greater than the amount of material that's sinking in places away from the equator.
McDonnell and his colleagues used special cameras to examine how the raw or digested particles descended into those waters. And they found just below the surface, a particular species of zooplankton is helping that happen. They feed near the surface during the night to avoid predators.
And then in the daytime, they swim down to the deep ocean, like 1,000 meters or so, where it's dark and they can avoid those predators. In doing so, they bring that material that they ate up in the surface ocean and end up defecating at depth and creating fecal pellets and additional particulate matter that ends up staying down deep in the ocean and continues to sink deeper.
That carbon-dense matter is then carried farther down by deep water currents, which send it all around the globe. And that material is also rich in nutrients.
The Gulf of Alaska is one destination for them, where those nutrients and carbon eventually comes to the surface. And that's part of the reason why there's a lot of nitrate in Gulf of Alaska, nutrients that can be fuel for fisheries.
So Alaska's fishermen have zooplankton along the equator to partially thank for our abundant fisheries. But there is a caveat to Alaska being a major stop for all this carbon, because those currents don't just pick up nutrients or organic matter. They also collect a whole lot of man-made carbon that's dissolved into the water.
We're adding additional dissolved carbon to these subsurface waters. And by the time they get to Alaska, they have a lot of carbon dioxide in them. It makes them more acidic and more prone to cause issues for organisms that are trying to build shells or that are operating near their chemical sort of limit, in a sense.
McDonnell notes that there are more areas of the world's oceans that need to be studied, and potentially other ecological processes that help them store carbon. He says understanding those systems is important because just a small change, such as a decline in the zooplankton population, could mean the world's largest cache of carbon could begin releasing the gas at a faster rate, fundamentally changing how the world's thermostat works. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.